Appointment Board for Wednesday, January 7th, 2015. Happy New Year. We'll call our board to order, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your job is done, Barbara. Thank you.
Necessity.
Yvonne, we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. McDowell?
Present.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the August?
So moved.
Well, December 2014 meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? So moved. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications? If not, we'll have the swearing in of staff. Anybody who's going to be speaking today and on their case, please stand and take the oath.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Will you please come forward, please state your name and your address and that you have been sworn in. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yvonne, we had one piece of business that we didn't finish the last meeting. Are you prepared to handle that now?
I thought that we were going to do a vote.
Pardon?
That's how it was going to be handled, that a vote was going to be taken.
Okay. Are you prepared to take another vote?
Sure.
Okay. Could you hand out votes last meeting? We had a...
I don't have sheets of paper for you to fill out. I thought that we were going to go down the line and you were each going to express.
Okay. We'll just take a verbal vote?
Correct.
Okay. At our last meeting, we elected a new chairman for the 2015. That was myself. And we had a tie vote for the vice chair. The two people in contention were Neil and Tamika. And I'd like to take a show of hands this morning to vote for one or the other for vice chairman. Sorry. And I'd like to do that now. All those for Tamika, raise your hand. All those for Neil, raise your hand. Okay. That's a 3-2 vote for Neil.
Congratulations,
sir.
Thank you.
And thank you, Tamika, for participating in that.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. All right. Our first case this morning, now that's taken care of. Ladies and gentlemen, the board will be AI 28.
Are you going to read the withdrawn?
Yes. Before we go on to that first case, we're going to read the case numbers and the address of the cases that are withdrawn from today's case load. It'd be case number 201409-0174, 1 Pheasant Drive, withdrawn. Case number 201410-1041, 31 Fairview Lane, withdrawn. Case number 201409-0570, 54 Wesley Lane, withdrawn. Case number 201408-1663, 18 Cherokee Court East, withdrawn. Case number 201407-0768, 37 Cimarron Drive, withdrawn. Case number 201407-0963, 4 Claymont Court South, withdrawn.
I just gave them all copies, so I can read it off of the copy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Since everybody has a copy, I don't have to continue reading.
Good. Let's go to case 28.
Thank you, Bill. All right, we'll go to our first case, which is AI 28. Case number 201-408-1703. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Peggy G. Lowry, 13 Patchogue Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of January 2012, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of March 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 16th day of July 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 10th day of March 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 20th day of August 2014, giving 1 hour to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 23rd day of August 2014, and a violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a no-fine standing order B, recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Thank you. Is Peggy G. Lowry here? Could you come forward, please? State your name and your address into the microphone.
Peggy Lowry, 13 Patchogue Place, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this case, ma'am?
I pay people every month to cut my grass for me. Sometimes I had permanent people, and other times I don't. And so they come and they stay for maybe a few months and then they quit. So last year, I think it was July, I found a couple, and I thought I was going to be able to keep these people. So they did my weeds. They charged me $200 to cut it. They wanted to charge more, but they decided to do it for me for $200, which I had to get my daughter to help me pay it. It's only one income in my household, which is me, and I'm on a fixed income. So I do have problems keeping the same people all the time. I always had the problem since I've been here in Florida. And so I don't know from 1 month to the next whether they're going to stay or not. Okay. So this is where my problem runs. So this last one that I got, which was in, the last one they gave me, it rained every day. And in September, I had to pay a person twice. It was in 2 weeks because of the rain. So I decided to wait until the rain stopped. I think everybody's familiar with that rain that we had in September, July, August, September. Okay. Every day. So every time it rains, it brings that grass up. So I decided to reach out to different people to try to help me. So they gave me, because the man and wife that was doing it for me, no longer wanted to do it. I don't know why. But so then I got this new guy. His name was Willie. And he came. So he cut the grass, but he had to wait until the rain stopped. And before he got to me, they gave me a notice on the door. I thought I had it all covered by then, you know, with these summonses that I've been getting on my door. And so this is what I'm up against.
Okay.
Because I can't keep a person too long. I don't know why. It's not because I don't pay them. I pay them every time they come. But this is what the problem seemed to be.
Okay. What the city is recommending is that it's a no-fine order. But there is administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. That's a lot more than what you should be paying to have your grass cut. This is a recurring case. How many times has this recurred?
Five times.
So,
you're not speaking five times in 1 year, are you?
No.
No.
You mean since I've been here in Florida?
So you can see the city is concerned about how you keep the grass. I commiserate with you. I know what it's like to have somebody out there that starts in business 1 month and 3 months later decides they don't want to cut grass because it's too hot or whatever the case may be, and they disappear.
Yeah.
But it's your responsibility to keep that grass up. Are there any further questions from the board members?
I have one. When you enter into an agreement with the companies to cut your yard, do you engage in a...
Are you speaking to me? I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. When you enter into an agreement to have companies come out and cut your lawn, do you have a contract? Do you usually do contract, or is it just a verbal understanding?
No, no contract.
Okay.
They didn't give me a contract. No.
Okay.
Never. Right. Never had a contract with anybody. That's the difference there.
That might be a big difference.
I pay anybody who's willing to stay and do it for me. Whatever they charge me, that's what I pay them. That's it, you know. And I'm on a fixed income, and I ain't but so much I can pay, you see. And then when they tell me that I have to cut the weeds, they would do this for me cheaper than what it would normally cost, I have to try to find a way to get the money to them.
Understood.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Thank you.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, you're not being fined this time, but there is administrative costs in the amount of $53.50, and you can talk with the code enforcement officer about that. All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
I have to pay $53 today?
$53.50.
I don't have it today.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be today. That's why I talk with the code enforcement officer. He'll explain to you what needs
okay.
to be done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 23. I'm going to cross that one out because that case was withdrawn. Our next case will be AI 15. This one I checked off.
Okay.
And that one was drawn.
Why? Oh, this one is continuing?
Yeah, this one was withdrawn on this morning. Okay, AI 15 was case number 20140915, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Igor Kokorin, trustee at 19 Birch Tree Way. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the property manager is here for the respondent. Court Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city composite one proof and proper service along with photograph is taken that depict the condition and date as time is indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On the second day of September 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 23rd of September 2014. Given the appropriate time to comply, I prefer Statute Chapter 16206-2 and 162-12. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance on the 29th of September 2014. Recheck of the park was conducted before code board, and the violation has been corrected. It's the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should oppose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Igor Kokorin, trustee, present? Okay. Do you have, you're the property manager?
Yes.
Do you have some paperwork that says you're the property manager?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't have to, she said.
If
Mr. Chairman, it's registered, so it's okay.
Okay.
I'm Darren Delgado with Palm West Home Realty, and this is Donna Garvey. She's our tenant, so I brought her along so she could speak.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this?
I had just moved here, bringing my business to Florida, and I wasn't aware that we couldn't keep trailers in the yard. And when I received the notice on the garage, I called and let them know that I would correct it. And now that we're a little bit more up to date.
Okay, so this is corrected now?
Yes.
Okay. And we won't be seeing you in front of us again?
No, we sold the trailer.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, ma'am, it's a no fine order, but there is administrative costs in the amount of $53.50.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Our next case is AI 24, case number 201-409-1138, the City of Palm Coast versus Dollar Tree Stores, Inc., 140 Cypress Edge Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-114A, rubbish, trash, and garbage.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. The current warning notice was written on the 19th day of September 2014, giving 5 days to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on October 10th, 2014, November 5th, 2014, December 5th, 2014, and the property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 22nd day of December 2014, and a violation has been corrected and been maintained. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a no fine standing order A, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Is anybody here from Dollar Tree Stores?
Yes.
Please come up and state your name, sir.
My name's Glenn Pike.
Okay, and your position with Dollar Tree?
I'm the district manager.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had this problem that the store itself is doing a lot more volume than we've anticipated. We continue to request an additional can from our corporate office, and starting in November and through December, we got an additional pickup, which was a pickup 5 days a week. So we're still trying to, we request that every week now, and as he stated, he has maintained it since the 1st of November.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir. It's a no-fine order.
Yes.
There is administrative costs in the amount of $52.50. We appreciate what you're doing to get the problem straightened out. Please continue until we get straight out completely.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
$53.50.
What did I say? I was giving him a break. It's a dollar store. Come on.
Nice comeback.
Shame. You wouldn't even get that for free.
Excellent.
All right. That is... We'll go back to the regular session now. Our next case is AI-2, case number 201408-0766, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Valerie Kuzin and Irina Kucherov-Kuzin, 9 Bill Court, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Enforcement Officer McDowell for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 11th day of June 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 4th day of April 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current warning notice was written on the 16th day of September 2014, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of January 2015, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A fine violation order C, recommending 1 day to comply with a fine of $25 per day and administrative cost of $61.50.
Are there any questions from the board member?
Has there been any conversation with regard to the homeowners and the condition of their property?
The only conversation that I have is with the neighbors, just saying the person is a recluse. And now, from what I could see, I guess it's going to go into foreclosure. Because it's obvious nobody. Oh, I'm sorry. $69.50?
No, $69.
$69.
$6.9?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's what I had.
He had $61.50.
Yeah, I initially had it as a recurring, and then now it's going to a order C. So I guess that goes up a little bit. But anyway, I don't know what the story is. It was occupied. I went there yesterday, and I didn't see anybody.
There's no property manager registered for the property or anything like that?
Nothing.
Okay.
The neighbors have been complaining for the last 6 months. So,
are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-3A, case number 201-409-1826, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Matthew R. and Nicole R. Carlock, 33 Llewellyn Trail. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a trailer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast, entering in evidence the city's composite, providing proper service along with numerous photographs. These photographs depict the conditions on the date and time indicated, and the facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of March 2012, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 3rd day of June 2013, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 23rd day of April 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 29th day of September 2014, given one day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this case and all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of January 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. The city is based on the evidence and testimony, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: no fine standing order B for a recurring violation of compliance, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Excuse me, is that the same trailer we see in each photo?
Yes, sir.
Photo?
Okay. Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-3B, case number 201-409-1828, a recurring case. A City of Palm Coast versus Matthew R. and Nicole R. Carlock. Same address, 33 Llewellyn Trail. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34I, parking in the median.
Yes, sir. For the record, respondents are not present. Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. Entering in at evidence, the city's composite, providing proper service along with numerous photographs. These photographs depict the conditions on the date and times as indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On the 4th day of August 2014, warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 3rd day of September 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 15th day of September 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current warning notice was written on the 29th day of September 2014, giving one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of January 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is also the fourth notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following: no fine standing order B, recurring violation in compliance with a administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has there been any discussion with the homeowner regarding the problem, recurring problem?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. On the second time, I was out writing the violation. He came and had words, very foul words with me, and said that he wasn't going to move it, basically, was his words to me. And then he's since peeled out. The neighbors called me, and he's actually tearing up the median in spite of getting notices.
This is the same one we just hit for parking of a trailer in his driveway.
Correct.
What was the recommendation?
Administrative costs. It's a recurring case in compliance.
Did I understand you to say that there is being damage is being done to the median as a result of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a continuing thing. Also with his trash cans, which is another case that's going to be coming before you.
If they tear up, I'm sorry, Neil, are you done?
I'm trying to think what the next question is. It's, how are we going to let him, how are we going to get the median fixed? Is this an appropriate way by fining at this point to get his attention and get some funds for the city to fix the damage that he's causing? Or is there,
or will it cause him to make more damage?
It's an ongoing investigation because I myself do not have proof of him doing the damage. I'm going by what the neighbors have told me, so I'm constantly going by there.
Okay. Is there a policy within the city as to what they do in a situation like that if somebody damages
the
median?
It's going to be the same damages as damage to the swale, right, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, Mr. Chairman, what we would do is, first of all, in this case, we haven't seen it, so we'd have to get affidavits from the neighbors who are complaining. But if we do see it and we can prove that it's him, he'll be Public Works would go out, fix it, tell us what the cost is, and then he would be billed for it.
Okay. Okay.
As far as the evidence, it would just seem. Right.
You hear me? Yes. If you're standing next to the truck and there's damage underneath the wheels, how much more evidence do we need?
You have to be able to prove
been
that
truck
it was
before.
His vehicle. Unless you go out there and do caster or plaster.
Well, let me jump in. As far as fining goes, sir, you've had two cases. And you could impose a fine if they were still in violation. My understanding of the record is that the property is now in compliance.
With these violations, correct?
With these violations,
yes,
correct.
Sir.
Thus, the inability of the code board to have jurisdiction to impose a fine. However, based upon the order that you would be imposing today, if this occurs in the future, this would be a repeat violation, and you could impose a fine for each and every day after the violation was identified. Again, we have jurisdiction only for these particular code violations. And I would also suggest, in addition to what the city has described to you as far as an ability to go after compensation for the cost of fixing the median, there's always the option of, if the circumstances would arise to this level, of going to the sheriff's office and the state attorney's office for vandalism of public property.
I will say that the sheriff's office is monitoring
the
whole LL section for damage and parking in the medians
right.
this time. So
I mean, there's a different level of standard for civil versus criminal, and I don't think the city on a regular basis is in the business of going to the sheriff's office. But sometimes the facts can justify if you're not catching a person's attention through the civil process of taking it to, and the facts warrant as applied to the law, you can go to the sheriff's office. But that's not what we're here on today. We're here on just two specific code violations.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, Neil?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-5, case number 201-406-1422. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Raymond L. Jr. and Juanita S. Trivett Gray, 43 Fort Caroline Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
For the record, respondents not present. Code Enforcement Officer Ballard for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with numerous photographs. This case was heard on the 5th of September, 2014. The order was signed on the 5th of September, giving 3 days to comply, which would have been the 12th of September, 2014, or a fine of $50 per day. The property was in violation from September 12, 2014 to January 6, 2015, a total of 117 days at $50 per day for a total fine of $5,850. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with an admin cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? This case has been coming up about every 2 or 3 months.
The address.
Different violations on that house. Is this, I don't believe it is, but is this the first one with the inoperable vehicle?
I don't believe so, but I'd have to look at the...
I think it came up that way before, but I wasn't sure if that was it or there was some other problems there.
That inoperable vehicle is the truck parked in the back?
There's a truck and there's a red Corvette parked in front of that dark gray Honda.
$69.50.
$50 today. $50 per day.
It was 117 days for a total fine through yesterday of $5,850.
$50 a day?
Yeah.
Is the homeowner aware of the severity of the fine?
Yes.
Does he have any remarks?
No.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, let me just chime in here just for the board's information. You know, you've got obviously a situation here where the property owner either doesn't care or does not understand the consequences of his actions and the consequences of what this process involves. So if the property is not homesteaded, big if, property is not homesteaded within 90 days, this board can direct the city attorney's office to initiate foreclosure of this order once it's recorded, certified copy being recorded in the public records of Flagler County. If the property is homesteaded, then under Chapter 162, this can be treated as a final judgment, and you can initiate an action in civil court to enforce it like a judgment against any other non-homesteaded real property or personal property owned by this violator. Again, I'm just trying to give you an idea of what could happen to try to get their attention. We'll see what happens.
If I'm not mistaken, Mike or Bill, you can answer this question. Didn't we have another case, that same address as a Massey case?
This is a Massey case.
But didn't we have one last month or the month before?
We've had numerous cases at this address. That's as far as I'll go right now. We haven't looked it up. Didn't know you were going to ask that. But we've had numerous cases.
It is homesteaded.
And it is homesteaded.
He is homesteaded?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If there be no further questions, we've already made the motion.
Yeah, we have a brief pass. All done.
That's it. All right. Our next case is AI-6, case number 20141003, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Angelina DeVito and Gordon Todd Nabel, 25 Freneau Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-114A, rubbish, trash, and garbage.
For the record, the respondent's not present. Code Enforcement Officer Ballard for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City's Composite 1 proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with several photographs. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code, 5th day of September 2014. This violation was corrected. The repeat warning notice was written on the 30th day of September 2014, giving appropriate required time to comply as per Florida Statute Chapter 162.063 and 162.091. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of September 30th, 2014 to October 7th, 2014. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 8th day of October, 2014, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Complied repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 8 days, in violation for a total of $400, and administrative costs of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI-8, case number 20141004100, the City of Palm Coast versus Wells Fargo Bank, 19 Wood Glen Place, Palm Coast Code Section 24-159A, swale maintenance.
For the record, respondent's not present. Code Enforcement Officer Ballard for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with several photographs. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Warning notice was duly issued, and upon reinspection, I determined that the violation had not been corrected and continued to exist. Subsequent reinspections up to and including today, 1-7-2015, have been made and have revealed that the violation continues. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order I, recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day. I'm sorry, that's C. An administrative cost of $69.
Excuse me, you said 10 days or?
10 days or $50 per day.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This is a bank-owned property then? Wells Fargo owns the property?
Mm-hmm. Is that foreclosed on? Or?
You know? There's people living there.
Okay, are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 9, case number 201-409-1113. City of Palm Coast versus Bruce S. and Esther J. Calderon Lorenzana. 19 Woodside Drive, Palm Coast Code Section AC Screening.
For the record, respondents not present. Code Enforcement Officer Ballard for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city's composite one, proving proper service, along with several photographs. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The fact of the case are as follows. Warning notice was duly issued, and upon reinspection, I determined that the violation had not been corrected and continued to exist. Subsequent reinspection up to and including today, January 7, 2015, have been made and have revealed that the violation continues. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. C, fine violation order, recommend giving 14 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day. An administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation then.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Staff, do we have an actual section of the code that relates to?
Okay,
yes. Land Development Code, okay.
Yes.
Chapter 11.
Don't touch the projector.
I just want to show that for the record that they know what we're, you know, Land Development Code is pretty extensive.
3 inches installations, and we will allow them, like at Lowe's and Home Depot, you do see the fences, those little L-shaped lattice-type fence, as a shielding also.
Was this, and I'm just asking because I don't know, are there any that, okay, because I thought we had one before where they had it replaced, and now because they had it replaced, that has this always been in effect, or is this as they do new that they have to comply with this?
That's
or?
Where you'll see it as they are getting new permits. Yes, that's where it'll be checked. But it has been, my house was built in 1988. IGP required that we did have it.
Okay.
But the transition between becoming a city and it incorporated in 2008.
Okay.
2008.
Okay.
All
right? Thank you.
Our next case will be AI 17, case number 201-409-0962, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Algirdas Pocus. 14 Lindenhurst Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, respondent not present. Court Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence in composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and date as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 14th day of August 2014, a warning notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 15th day of September 2014, given one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance November 10, 2014. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted, in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 201410394, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Shannon Melton, 26 Ryder Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the regular respondent not present, Court Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one proving proper service along with a copy of the original board order. These photos taken depict the condition and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on April 9, 2014. This violation was corrected. The repeat warning notes were written on the 7th of October 2014. Given the appropriate required time to comply as per further statute chapter 16206-3 and 16209-1. The respondent was in repeat violation for the above-cited code for the dates of October 7, 2014 to November 26, 2014. Recheck of property was conducted before code board and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth repeat for the same violation. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Complied repeat violation D, request a fine of $200 a day for 51 days. For a total of $10,200, plus administrative cost of $71.
You said that's $200 per day for 51 days.
Correct.
A total of $10,200?
Correct.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Is the homeowner aware of what he's faced as far as fines go?
Well, it's the fourth time. It's fourth repeat. I mean...
Have you spoken to the homeowner?
I haven't spoken to him, no.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Do I hear a second? Going once. Going twice. Going three times. Yep. Motion fails due to a lack of a second. Do I hear another motion?
Chairman, turn this on. Am I on?
Yep.
I would move that we accept the city's recommendation with the exception that the fine be reduced to $1,000.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor to accept the city's recommendation and have the fine reduced to $1,000 and $71 in administrative costs.
Huh? Plus
the administrative costs?
Well, yeah, the fine is
okay.
Separate from that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you didn't indicate that.
Okay. Do I hear a second to that motion? Going once. Going twice. Going three times. Motion fails due to lack of a second. Do I hear another motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the... We accept the city's recommendation with the fine of $5,000 and administrative costs.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation with a $5,000 fine and $71 in administrative costs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
One nay. Motion passes. So that will be
$100 a day.
$5,000 fine and $71. All right, thank you. Our next case is AI-25A, case number 20140822096, a repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus William P. and Janet N. Stoughton. 1 Pacific Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photos. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 7th of August, 2014. The violation was corrected. The repeat warning notice was written on the 25th day of August, 2014, giving the appropriate inquiry time to comply as per Florida statutes. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period of the 25th of August, 2014, to the 22nd of December, 2014. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 23rd day of December, 2014, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Complied, repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 120 days in violation, totaling $12,000, an administrative cost of $69.50.
That's $100 a day for 120 days?
Yes.
What was the total?
$12,000.
$4,000?
$12,000.
$12,000. Okay, I was going to say. Are there any questions from the board members?
Is the owner aware of what he's faced as far as fines go?
This is a repeat. He's been notified of the situation. This is a trouble house. They kind of don't listen. They know about it.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion. No further questions. I'll accept the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the city's recommendation with a fine of $5,000.
You still got the Christmas spirit, huh?
No, it's to be honest, some of these fines, while we have the authority to do it, I'm not sure that the dollar amount of $10,000 as the other one for not mowing your lawn and $12,000 for not moving the trailer. It just seems a bit excessive. $5,000 is a lot even for mowing your lawn. And I don't know that putting that much more on it is going to induce them any more. And my concern, and again, this may be for council, is I believe the law says that the fine has to be relative to the crime, if you will. And I just question if on appeal we might not lose a $10,000 fine for not mowing your lawn. So these are the concerns that I have on these things.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, there's been no case law in the state of Florida that has specifically found that a particular fine, code enforcement fine, that's been imposed as a lien relative to a specific violation has been an excessive fine and therefore unconstitutional under Florida and federal constitutions. From a practical standpoint, what normally works, remember, a lot of this is just this is a repeat violation, so it's like a Massey. You know, really, it's a function of how many days versus the quantity of the fine that you've imposed. So if there was going to be determination by a reviewing court of that, whether it's excessive or not, they should look at, well, what did this board find was a reasonable fine per day? That's the starting point. If it was $250 per day for weeds or a trailer, that one thing to look at. What was the number of days? I mean, if you were trying to impose a $5,000 fine for 2 days of grass, that's going to be harder to defend before an appellate court. So I don't want to say that it's open and shut that five would be found to be reasonable or excessive, or 12 would be. From a practical standpoint, remember now, the purpose of this is to gain compliance. This is not a way to reduce our property taxes. This is a way to gain compliance. That's why you're imposing fines, is to try to, force them. It's the hammer to force them to come into compliance. If this property is homesteaded, and a lot of these residential properties are, we're not going to be able to foreclose. But eventually it's going to sell. And when it comes in, the title company, in order to issue title insurance, is going to require that this code lien be satisfied or released. At that point in time, you will find that the seller and the buyer will come in and ask the City of Palm Coast for a reduction in the lien or release of the lien for some amount. And at that point in time, if it hasn't already come into compliance, it will come into compliance. That's what normally happens from a practical standpoint. Your comments are well taken, but there is not an explicit, specific Florida case that we can point to, that the lawyers can point to say, yes, here's an example of where a court found in a code enforcement environment that this fine was lien was determined to be excessive and therefore unconstitutional.
Well, I'm looking here at the recommendations at a general level of fines, and if I see it right, it should be higher than what it is. but I'm also concerned that we lose the thrust of the board by reducing the fine that the city's recommending. We're in a situation where we follow the code for the City of Palm Coast, and these people come in front of us or ignore us, whatever the case may be, or they don't bother coming to the board. And $12,000 doesn't scare them. $5,000 is not going to scare them. But like you say, under due process, when it gets to the point of having a lien put against their property, they may just ignore that too until they decide to get a mortgage or they decide to sell a house, and all of a sudden this lien pops up and they go, what do you mean I owe you $12,000? Well, I don't think the fine is excessive at $12,000. I think that 120 days is 3 months. He's just ignoring us. He doesn't care what we have to say. And I think that we should come down with an iron fist on people that ignore us. If somebody is willing to work with us, I'm willing to bend over backwards to help them out. But when somebody, this has come up before, the same address, he's just turning his back on us and saying, well, let's see how far the city will go. And I think the city should, we as a board should comply with the city's recommendation on these cases and let them take it up with the, let them hire an attorney. When they got to pay $300 or $400 an hour for an attorney, they'll really quick come into compliance. For $5,000, the attorney's going to tell them, don't bother coming to me, you're wasting your money. But at $12,000, an attorney would say, well, it's worth defending. That's just my viewpoint. I think the fine is justified, but we didn't have a motion, so we changed it. So.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my motion and replace it with a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. All right, let's take a break for 10 minutes. We'll come back at, 10:20. And continue the meeting. Thank you. We'll go to AI 25B. I apologize. I split those two before the break. Case number 20140614745. City of Palm Coast versus William P. and Janet N. Stoughton. 1 Pacific Drive. Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A. Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current warning notice is written on the 24th day of June 2014, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of January 2015, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order C. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative costs of $69.
3 days to comply?
Yes.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This is a residential rental, and Bill Stoughton is the owner of the property?
Yes.
Who was the same as 25A. Mm-hmm. So he's now renting it out?
He's renting it out. He lives in Flagler Beach.
Okay.
I know him. Okay. Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 20140519 33, City of Palm Coast versus John E. and Geraldine T. Blackwell, 230 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current warning notice is written on the 28th day of May 2014, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of January 2015, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order C, I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative costs of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
On the previous slide where we show the tracking of the mail, it looked like it was undeliverable on the third attempt. You go back to that. The tracking, that's it. The third undeliverable as addressed on November 3rd.
December 1st.
That arrived the unit. Okay, November 3rd was undeliverable as addressed.
And December 1st at the top of the office or something.
Yeah.
And November 5th was returned to sender. And December 1st arrived that unit. But it doesn't say it was signed for.
But has this been received? Has the notice been received?
It's been posted as per 162. If it's not deliverable by mail, then we have the option to post it. It has been posted. It was posted at least 10 days before this meeting. Someone's living there, I believe. I would imagine.
Yes.
So someone knows about it. And I believe we have followed 162 too, and done our...
Yeah, there's the threshold, the most common method of service under the statute is a certified mail. And it says that, obviously, if it's received, you're good. Check, you're done. If it's not received within 30 days, then notice may be provided by posting. And then it references another section. And as staff has indicated, Evidence that an attempt has been made to hand-deliver or mail notice, which is a certified mail, together with proof of publication or posting, shall be sufficient to show that the notice requirements of this part statute have been met without regard to whether or not the alleged violator actually received notice. And the notice of posting has to be within, I'm missing it here, but it's 10 days before the hearing.
Okay, so putting the notice on the garage is posting.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 27, case number 2014-081701, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Tamara E. Hartman, 13 Patrick Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photos. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 17th day of July, 2012. The violation was corrected. The repeat warning notice was written on the 20th day of August, 2014, giving the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida statutes. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period of the 20th of August, 2014 to the 23rd of August, 2014. A recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 24th of August, 2014, and a violation has been corrected. Just to note, this is the fourth repeat. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Complied repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $200 a day for 4 days in violation, totaling $800, and administrative costs of $71.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept your motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 36, case number 2014-100700, a repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Joseph G. Casanova, 53 Seattle Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
The respondents are not present. Code Officer Chris Ragazzo, the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1, providing proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with numerous photographs. The photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are following. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 28th day of July, 2014. The violation was corrected. The repeat warning notice was written on the 10th day of October, 2014. Given appropriate required time to comply as per Florida Statute 16206 subsection 3 and 16209 subsection 1. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of 1 day from October 10th to October 11th. Recheck of the property was conducted before the code board on the 12th day of October, and the property was found to be corrected. This is the second repeat. The first was March of 2013 for the same violation. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted, city is requesting that the board impose complied repeat violation D, requesting a fine amount of $150 for 1 day in violation. Administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
There was two infractions, right? One was the trailer and the other was the boat, because there was a picture there with a boat on a trailer.
The current one is the utility trailer. There are other cases for the...
Are they running a business out of their house or something like that?
It appears that way. They've got vehicles all over the place in the median, backyard.
Is the house registered as a home occupancy?
The last check I had, they did not have any information for running a business out of there. I have worked with the other departments to look into that as far as the business goes.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 37A, case number 20140915-33, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Michelle Whalen, 20 Squash Blossom Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Ragazzo, the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city deposit providing proper service along with several photographs. The photos depict the conditions on the date and times as indicated, and the facts of the case are following. On the 9th day of April 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, violation had been corrected and the case was closed. On the 8th day of March 2013, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation had been corrected and the case was closed. On the 3rd day of July 2012, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, had been corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 23rd day of September 2014, given 2 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 30th day of September 2014, and the violation had been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. No fine, standing order B. This is recurring violation and compliance with administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 38, case number 20140-091716, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Ludmaya Yusfoba and Fasil Mishev, 11 Squirrel Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Ragazzo of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite providing proper service along with several photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated, and the facts of the case are following. On the 21st day of April 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation had been corrected and the case was closed. On the 29th day of July 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation had been corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 26th day of September 2014, given 1 day for compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted on the 6th day of October, and the violation had been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. No fine, standing order B, recurring violation and compliance with administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This is a duplex, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's not just one side. Sometimes it's one side, sometimes it's the other. They go back and forth with being.
Is the owner doing the landscaping, or is it individual owners are responsible for their own side?
I'm not really sure. There hasn't been much feedback at all. It's normally I write them, and within a week they have it corrected. Except for side A, normally it gets a little bit taller. So I'm guessing they're doing it on their own.
I know.
Are there any further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to clarify for the record. Sorry. My understanding is just that the most recent violation for which we're here on today, you gave them one day to correct.
Yes, sir.
And did you go out and check that they had not met that one-day requirement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Could there be no further questions? I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 40A, case number 2014-091684, the City of Palm Coast versus Sergey and Zinaida Potorik, 92 Ulysses Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Ragazzo, the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite providing proper service along with several photographs. The photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are the following. On the second day of July 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 29th day of July 2014, warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation had been corrected and the case was closed. The current warden notice was written on the 24th day of September 2014, given 2 days for compliance. Did want to note that it was in violation through the 29th day of October. On the 29th day of October, it was a re-inspect was conducted and violation had been corrected. This is the third notice given for this violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose no fine standing order B, a recurring violation in compliance, with the administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is a sister case, AI 40B, case number 2140911685, City of Palm Coast versus Sergey and Zinaida Potorik, 92 Ulysses Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11, Trash Containers.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Ragazzo of the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence, city composite providing proper service along with several photographs. The photos depict the conditions on the date and time as following. On the second day of July 2014, warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, violation had been corrected and the case was closed. On the 29th day of July 2014, the warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 24th day of September 2014, given 1 day for compliance. It was, recheck was done on the 29th day of October. Violation had been corrected. This is the third notice for this violation for this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, city is requesting that the board impose the following, no fine standing order B, recurring violation in compliance, administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42B, case number 2014-090838, a recurring violation. City of Palm Coast versus Lowell W. Lewis and Laverne Turner, 13 Union Run Court B, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, unlicensed vehicle.
Sorry, what was the case number again, sir?
42B.
Union Run Court B.
Right, this is the case to 42A, which was weeds and overgrowth withdrawn.
Yeah, it should be 42A for overgrowth.
I have that as withdrawn.
No, it was 42B was withdrawn. 42A was
typo.
You on? Okay.
Okay. So cross out recurring on B.
Okay, then we'll hear case number. AI 42A, case number 2014-090837. City of Palm Coast versus Lowell W. Lewis and Laverne Turner, 13 Union Run Court B, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Yes, sir. For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Ragazzo of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1, providing proper service along with several photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are following. On the fourth day of June 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the third day of July 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, violation had been corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 11th day of September 2014, given 1 day for compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed this in all cases. A recheck of the property had been conducted on the 18th day of September, and the violation had been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation, property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. No fine standing order B, recurring violation and compliance. With administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This is also a duplex, right? So this is just the one side, B side?
Normally it's just the B side. They have since been evicted. That's why the other case was withdrawn.
Okay. Are there any other questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 43A, case number 2014091126. The City of Palm Coast versus Yelena Bergazova. 9 Universe Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Ragazzo of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1, providing proper service along with several photographs. The photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are following. The current warning notice was written on the 18th day of September 2014, given 1 day for compliance. Recheck of the property was conducted on the 16th of September, 22nd of September, 28th of September, 6th of October, 13th of October, 21st of October, and 28th of October. The trailer or trailers stayed on property the whole time. Finally, on the 28th day of October, they did remove the trailer, at least one of them. The violation was corrected. This is the only notice given for this property, or property owner, for this violation based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, requesting that the board impose the following, no fine standing order A, with administrative fee of $53.50.
Is it possible that they poured that extension on their driveway just to park that trailer?
It is a duplex. They are renters. That's the way it was. There was another trailer backed on the side, and that has since been moved out of my vision. So I'm guessing both trailers are still there. I just can't see them.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept.
Is he running a business out of his home?
He is, and that is also being taken care of on a different level.
Is he a tenant?
Yes.
Am I correct that a tenant can't operate a business out of their house?
I see no reason why not. They have all the rights of a homeowner, and homeowners can have home occupational licenses.
Oh, I didn't think they were issued to tenants. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's a question for another department. I can ask and let you know next month.
Okay. I'd appreciate that because some of these cases may be.
We'll find out.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered.
Mr. Chairman, before we move on, I don't know this for sure, and I know staff's going to check on it. My understanding is that you're going to need a permit to have home occupation. I think that a tenant can get it, but there's going to be on the application for the home occupation, I think there has to be the consent for the homeowner on that. So in a sense, you're getting a joint application with the homeowner and the tenant. That's my understanding, and we can double check that, okay. But I think that's how it works.
Well, my concern is initially was that in a home occupation, one of the requirements is that you not have any commercial vehicles parked on the property.
That's correct.
Yes.
And
right.
That would be another hammer that we would have to work with.
Right.
That's all I was concerned
correct.
About. All right. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 44A, case number 2014-100254, the City of Palm Coast versus Richard and Perry Brandon, 37 Banner Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, unlicensed vehicle.
Good morning. Michael Donald for the City of Palm Coast. Just so you know, this is going to be both cases will be the same information. For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm entering into the city, in evidence, the city's composite, providing proper service along with numerous photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current warning notice was issued on the third day of October 2014, giving 5 days to comply. I was out there on a complaint from a neighbor. Reinspections were made throughout October, November, and December. So you can see this would be the truck, 713, 114. And this is how it looks. This has not moved. Tag has not been changed, although the truck now has a valid tag. So one out of two we have. Last check was on the 19th day of December, and the violation had not been corrected. It's the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. City's recommending motion C, fine violation order giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus administrative cost of $69. Regarding the
unlicensed vehicles,
it would be the same for the rental registration, still not registered. So recommend giving them, again, 5 days and or $25 per day.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion on the combination of both. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, and $69 administrative cost.
On each one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. If there be no questions, I'll accept the motion to include both cases. unless there's mitigating circumstances. In that case, we'll change. But do I hear a motion?
I move to accept the city's recommendation on cases 44A and 44B.
Second.
I have a motion and a second on case 44A and 44B. Accepting the city's recommendation, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, is there any unfinished business? Is there any old business? How about new business?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to suggest that you as the chairman request a work session with the city council so we can discuss the various issues that we've been dealing with relative to notice and time to clear violations. Over several years that I've been here, it's come up over and over again that we get 3 hours to fix a violation occasionally in 1 hour, and sometimes it didn't seem logical to this board. And I believe we were told that we can't dictate, if you will, to the staff as to what they should be doing. Only city council can do that. Council, can you explain whether I'm right, wrong, or otherwise on that?
Well, just as to your last point, and board members, the way the charter is written, there's requirements in the charter. Obviously, this board is a statutory board under 162. It's been codified in your code, and it's independent of and separate from the council. The relationship between this board and staff is that they are one party before you. They're an advocate for enforcement of the city codes. They are not employees of this board. They're obviously employees of the city of Palm Coast. I know I'm being mundane, but I'm trying to break it down so you'll understand where I'm headed with this. The city employees work for and answer to the city manager, technically, not the city council. The city council directs the city manager. The city council, by charter, is not allowed to direct the activities. It's not allowed to instruct any employee other than the city manager. It's in the city charter. It's called interference with administrative or executive operations. And it's common. That's not just Palm Coast. That you'll find that in almost any council, city manager form of government is by charter. So what would happen is if your concern was brought to the attention of the city council would then have a discussion with the city manager. I'm assuming that's how this would play out. And depending upon how that discussion went, the city council would suggest or indicate that they believe that it would be better from the standpoint of from their policy setting to for him to work with the city staff, code enforcement staff, to take these matters up, deal with these issues differently than they're currently doing. So I just want to get to your point. It's not that the council could direct code enforcement staff. They work with the city manager.
So then we could accomplish the same thing by simply having a discussion with the city manager.
That's correct.
Which is preferable, I think. Liable to get something done. Yes. It's just a suggestion. I'd like to see that happen. I think we need to discuss some of these things and get the logic that the city, that the staff is using on some of these, and maybe get some instruction from the city manager. Maybe not, depending on the discussion.
I mean, from a policy standpoint, and I'll defer to the city staff. Mike, you're here. My understanding is that the person that actually within the staff at this for this type of process, for this level of process, it may or may not have been run by Jim Landon. I'm sure that this process for recurring, for the smaller periods of time for recurring violations to be allowed to comply, I'm sure that policy has been discussed by Barbara.
Correct.
And probably Nestor. I don't know that for a fact, but probably Nestor, because Nestor is the department head that Barbara reports to for code enforcement. I don't know whether your concerns, the board's concerns, to the extent that the board has them about this issue, sir, or this issue and others, have made it from Barbara and Nestor to Jim. That I don't know. So, but that's how it worked from a practical standpoint as far as getting your addressing, you know, relaying your concerns.
And I can't address above my pay grade either. But I do know that we have discussed your recommendations of last month, whether regarding zero time, and we are going to stop doing that. Hopefully next month, because this month has already, was 2 months ago? So the times were already made 2 months ago. Next month would be already a month ago. So within 2 or 3 months, that should change, and you should see that occurring. We do take your recommendations and discuss them. But you have to remember also, we took your recommendation of three strikes and you're out. And that's how we work it. And at one time, I don't know who recommended it. It was, you know, 1 week, 1 day, 1 hour. That's what we were working under.
Well, I think, Mike, that given what you just said, that we can resolve my, I don't even want to say concerns, my issues, whatever they are, by simply having probably Barbara make a 15-minute presentation to us explaining the logic that you're currently using. So we understand it better.
Right. And again, we can.
I think that would be fine for me.
Yvonne?
What did the city come up with, Mike?
Pardon?
What did the city. You said you discussed the 1 hour or zero time. What did the city come up with?
We will be giving them time. Unfortunately, I went on vacation, so I don't know what the.
You too? I mean, he was up.
Well, that's why we're so far behind, because you know.
The city's held together with volunteers. No, we won't.
So that's why we're behind. I don't.
So we should start seeing these cases coming up in the next months of where they have the adjusted time.
I'm not going to say that we're going to give them a day or 3 days or whatever. It may be an hour, it may be 5 hours, it may be 8 hours.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. You guys are the ones that are on the spot and really the only ones that are in a position to make that decision at that point. I would just like to know what logic we're using at the moment so we can understand it when it comes before us. And you know, if we get the minimum number of a minimum amount of information and it doesn't make sense, it would make sense if we understand the logic that's behind it as a policy. So
from a legal standpoint, and this is just to follow up on what we were talking about last month, statute says that because we have, remember,
we had new cases, discussion.
And we had recurring cases, and we have repeat cases.
Right.
Obviously, under the statute, you don't have to give them any time to repeat case. You know, from the time that they violated again, they're on the clock as soon as we find that they violate. So we're not talking about that. We're really not talking about brand new cases because the way that staff has always handled that is they give them whatever is appropriate, 10 days to fix their lawn, 3 days to move a trailer. And that, my understanding is that's not the problem. The concerns that have been come up are these recurring cases, which, of course, really aren't – that's not a defined term in Chapter 162. It's a term that staff uses to explain a real-world situation where you have, you know, notice of violation or a warning notice and then compliance before the time runs out. And that happens – you know, it's a game. It's a game that's being played between the property owner and staff. So, you know, they get tired of it because they're just never going to comply. So they the first time might have been 10 days, and then it was 5 days, and then it was 3 days, and yet they still comply. And so my understanding is staff says, look, the only way we're actually going to get them to a repeat violation is give them 10 minutes or zero time. And that's when I chimed in and said, yeah, the court would, if this was challenged, if this was appealed, the court would have to make a determination, is zero time? Is that reasonable? And I had some concerns legally about zero time. But the court's going to hear, you know, this is the 10th time the staff's been out there and there's rights of the neighbors and so on. So maybe 1 day is reasonable. Maybe 1 hour is reasonable, given the history of it. So my suggestion was, rather than it being black and white, you know, zero, always zero, is that's going to be a problem from a legal standpoint. Mm-hmm. Is 1 day, sometimes 1 day may be more than reasonable. It really is something this board, I would suggest, would want to look at on a case-by-case basis and approve what staff's, the decision the staff has made.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Are there any other issues under new business?
Just staff would congratulate Mr. Copeland.
Yes, congratulations, Mr. Copeland. Our next meeting, our next code board meeting will be Wednesday, February 4th at 9 o'clock. If there be no other issues, we'll call for an adjournment.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for an adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjourned.